survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Family Feud, great to have you with us tonight. We're two families who battle it out for $10,000 and the chance to win a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander SUV. And all they need to do is guess the answers to some pretty easy questions. Time to meet our families. First up, would you please welcome back our carryover champs who are here with us on their third night in a row from Victoria. It's the Parnaby family. Oh, Sharon.
Last night.
Oh, one of the great celebration... I think we've seen in the series of the show. Yeah. You guys went off when you won $10,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it still sort of settling in?
It's still shaky, still, you know, even now. Can't believe it.
Just remind Australia who's on board your winning team.
Our winning team is my winning husband, Brad, my winning nephew, Travis, and my winning niece, Kathy.
Lovely. And ready to take them on tonight from South Australia. Let's hear it for the Burns family.
I feel like I could move in.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, how are you going, Greg?
Who's on board?
I've got my brother Matt and my sisters Louise and Bex.
Cool, great to have you guys with us. Let's crank it up, shall we? Team captains, round one, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something children like to pretend to be. Sharon.
A pirate.
Jen.
A fairy?
You might want to be a fairy. Ah, pass or play, Sharon?
We'll play.
You're going to play. Play. Something children like to pretend to be. Children. Actually, someone tells me that you're quite forgetful when it comes to children.
My wife's dobbed me in, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Yes,
well. She has. Would you like to explain, your husband? Forgets
sometimes? Oh, I can explain. Yes, I can explain, yes. Well, he had the one job one particular day. He only had it the one time. To bring the children home because I was going to go shopping in the afternoon. And I said, just get the kids, take them home. Fantastic. It's 5 to 6. I'm in the supermarket with a trolley full of shopping. Mm-hmm. Get a phone call from aftercare saying, just wondering who's coming to pick up your daughter. Yeah. And I go, that would be my husband, who I ring, who is at home.
He's at home. He forgot he had children.
He had children.
How good is that? Dad of the year.
Yeah. So I had to leave the shopping trolley, go and get Abby and say, I'm so sorry. She thought that she was abandoned. And I said, no, it's Dad's fault.
Scarred for life, she is. Scarred for life.
Maybe something children like to pretend to be.
Superheroes.
Superheroes is a super answer. Travis?
Hey, Grant.
Something children like to pretend to be?
Say policeman.
Policeman?
Yep.
First strike. Cassie?
Something I used to like to pretend I was. I was thought I was a grown-up.
You want to pretend you're a big person?
Yep.
Nice. Back to you, Sharon.
Little boys like to pretend to be firemen.
Let's see firemen on the board. Second strike. So the Burns family could potentially steal, Brad. Something children like to pretend to be?
Footy players.
Yeah, they want to be a famous footy star. Three strikes. Righto, Burns. You get a sniff of the game now. Beck.
All right. Parent.
Louise.
A princess.
Matt.
A football player.
Jen.
They're all great answers, except for the one that was already said. so, I think I'm going to go with my sister Louise and say princess.
Princess?
Yeah.
Seems like it's a fairly popular choice in the house tonight for the steel princess. Yeah! There we go. Nice work, Burns. Number 8. Mums and dads. Heroes.
Animals.
Doctors. Great work, Burns family. Off to a nice start. Grab the first points, 43 on the board. Nice. And if you're going to win for 5 nights in a row, you'll be taking home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, this great-looking SUV has room for 5. It offers CVT auto with paddle shift as well, hill start control, the unique Mitsubishi multi-communication system, reverse parking sensors and rain-sensing wipers. Now, here's a question for everybody playing along at home. I want the top answer to this one. Here's one for everybody. Name something that travels on tracks. Kids, see how you go. We'll be back with the answer after this. Don't go anywhere. two families are competing for the chance to win $10,000. Now, before the break, I sent you the challenge. Name something that travels on tracks. The answer was...
Train!
Everybody got it in here. Yes, even you. You got it in here as well. How did you go at home? Brad, Matt, let's play The Feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Name a measurement you think most guys wouldn't know regarding their wives. Brad.
Their breast size.
Their hair...
breast size.
Which is a nicer way to put it. Pass or play. We're going to play. Seeing you just throw yourself back last night and go, yeah! on the announcement that you just won $10,000 was amazing.
It was exciting, Grant. Very exciting.
You were on the
edge. Still can't believe it.
You nearly gave up, though.
I must say I was a bit nervous there towards the end.
Yeah?
Yeah, but you did well.
You just always got to have a crack on this show. You just got to have a go. Name a measurement you think most guys wouldn't know regarding their wives.
I don't have a wife, Grant, but I would know their shoe
size. Is that a call out to Australia? Are you using our TV show as a platform to date?
Well, I'm a winner now.
And he will shout you dinner because he's $10,000 richer.
Shoe size.
Shoe size?
Yeah. Good way.
Cassie.
I'm thinking weight.
Yeah, a measurement you think most guys wouldn't know regarding their eyes.
Their weight.
Know your weight because it's always a secret.
That's it. Yeah.
Good. You don't keep any secrets, do you, Sharon?
No.
No? You're an open book?
I'm pretty much open book.
Cool.
Yeah, I haven't got a poker face.
No, I can tell. Name a measurement you think most guys wouldn't know regarding their wives.
Their lingerie underwear size.
Yeah. Let's see if it's up there. First strike of the frame. It's the kind of thing that gets you in trouble.
It does. Right. It does. You know, ever tried shopping for women at Christmas? Really embarrassing. Really embarrassing.
Yeah, and particularly if you get it wrong, you should know.
Yeah, I know.
Name a measurement you think most guys wouldn't know regarding their wives.
I'll just go specific and say dress size.
Their dress size. Good job. Trail, Travis, there's two left on the board for a clean sweep here. Name a measurement you think most guys wouldn't know regarding their wives.
I'd say, and hopefully, not, you know, preempting anything, but a ring size.
Ring size? Hey, you are on the hunt. Ring size! Second strike. Righto, the Burns family could steal yet again. Don't let them take your points, Cassie.
Oh, how about their pants, so their waist
their
size?
Their waist size.
Yes.
Oh. One left, and it comes down to the team captain.
Thank you. Oh my God. Let's just say they're height.
They're height. Yep. Okay, not a bad answer. Let's see. Number four for the win is height. Oh. Yay! Great clean sweep by the Parnaby family. Nice work. Takes them to 94. Puts the Burns into second place. They're on 43 right now, but it's double points time, everybody. Let's move it up a gear, shall we? Travis, Louise, let's play.
Thank you.
We surveyed 100 people and the top five answers are on the board. Describe something you had to learn when you moved out of home. Travis.
How to cook.
How to cook. Nice. Pass the play.
What do you want?
You operate an online fashion boutique.
That's right.
Can that be done from home then?
That can be done.
Do you work from home?
I do.
That's pretty awesome.
Converted the whole second bedroom into my office, so it's great.
Nice. That's like,
walking into a clothing store. It's amazing.
That's good. Do you just like sit in your PJs all day? Because you can.
Look, some days. I mix it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Between trackies and PJs.
That is like awesome.
Yeah.
Describe something you had to learn when you moved out of home.
Definitely the washing.
Yeah. Unless you're in your PJs all the time.
Exactly.
You don't have to do any. Washing. You would if you could too, Sharon.
I would.
Yeah. We all would. Don't worry about
I
that.
I would. Whatever that is, I would.
No, just stay in your PJs all
the time. Oh, PJs. All the time. And the onesies. My onesies.
What? You a onesie? Oh my goodness! What sort of onesie?
It's light blue and it's big and fluffy. And it's got little bows all over
it's
horrendous.
Sharon, describe something you had to learn when you moved out of home.
Ironing.
Ironing. Good answer. What do you wear to bed, bro?
Obviously not the right thing.
Describe something you had to learn when you moved out of house.
Oh, let's say cleaning.
You had to learn how to clean. Of course you did. Whoa! I think winning $10,000 last night has transformed you guys as players. Look, this is your one away from two clean sweeps in a row. Big T.
Give it a shot, G-Money.
That's a pretty cool ghetto talk. straight from the mean street to the Family Feud set. Describe something you had to learn when you moved out of home, dog.
Not really something you learn, but I'll just go with make your bed.
Yeah, make your bed.
Yeah, simple.
That's first strike. One left on the board. Still some room to go here, Cassie. What do you reckon?
Well, the one thing I do hate is the vacuuming.
Nah.
Yeah.
So you reckon you had to learn how to do it once you left home?
Yeah.
Let's see. Second strike. Okay, last chance, Captain. Ooh. The Burns could take the points. Yep. You've done all the hard work.
Has.
There's only one left. You don't want to give that easy shot to the Burnses.
Yep.
Let's do this. Describe something that you had to learn when you moved out of home.
Done all the sort of the domestic stuff. I'm going to say managing your finances.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Okay, looking after yourself financially.
Yep.
Ooh. We're confident that's number five? For two clean sweeps in a row, what is number five? Hot to trot, the part of it's jumped to 262. Playing like pros. Unbelievable. Wow, you guys are loving it at the moment. I know that you might be loving watching it at home. They're fun to watch and they are richer as well for their time here on the show. But would you like to play at home? Head to 10play. And you can catch all the highlights from this show and the fun bits that also don't make it into the on-air show. And you can also play along at home with our official Family Feud game. Head to 10play, look up Family Feud, all the details are all there. After the break, it's still anybody's Burns. You know why? We're going to triple points. Do not give up on me. Let's do it when we come back. They're on 43. The not-so-fun bit for them is the fact that the Parnabys are on 262 right now, but she ain't over yet, team. Burns, keep on smiling. Show me your pearly whites. You know why? It's triple point time, and it's the family who gets the 300 points in this round is going to win $10,000. Hopefully, that's what they're going to shoot for. Cassie, Beck, let's play! We surveyed 100 people, and the top 8 answers are on the board. Give me a reason your eyes might water. Very quick, Beck.
Because you're happy.
Because you're just happy. Cassie.
You're crying.
Because you're crying.
So sad.
Pass or play? It's just pure confidence. Just beaming from you guys over here at the moment. Give me a reason your eyes might water.
The wind gets in them.
The wind gets in your eyes and it makes them water.
Mm-hmm.
You get poked in the eye.
Oh. Yeah. Happen a lot?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, he looked at you. He looked at you, Sharon. Poked me in the eye.
Oh.
Give me a reason your eyes might water.
If you've got dust in them.
Yeah. Dust in your eyes. First strike. Cass?
Oh, when you're tired.
Let's see tired on the board. Second strike. Righto, the Burns are moving into a huddle position in a triple point round.
Mm-hmm.
That means they want to take all the points that you have earned off you.
They do.
Give me a reason your eyes might water, Sharon.
If they're irritated.
If they're irritated, they would water.
Yeah.
Give me irritation on the board. Woo. Two strikes down, three left to go. Brad.
If you get a hair in your eye. You know, we get an eyelash, an eyelash in your eye.
You're all clutching it.
I am, in a big way.
That's three strikes, I'm afraid. Good try, though. Burns, this is what you need. Rub your hands together, Beck, and hit me with a beauty.
Onions.
Oh!
Louise? I'm thinking soap.
Soap in your eyes. Matt?
Football team loss.
You're an emotional man, eh? Jen, some great options there.
I know, they've worked really well.
This is a triple point round. Yeah. You trail. It's 43 to 262. Triple point round can turn things around for the Burns family.
No pressure whatsoever. That's fine. I think I'm going to bring it home with cutting onions.
Onions to get you the points. Okie dokie, fingers across on the Burns side. Is onions on the board? And we had so much fun. You're going home $10,000 richer. Let's hear it for the Barnabys. Thanks for playing. You're really good sports. Great to have you with us. Burns family, fast money time for the first time. Who's doing it?
Wow. Talk about down to the wire.
You guys really know how to live it to the last second.
We did it all for television.
How are your hearts?
Good.
Good. We're relaxed now? Okay, you're now our champions. We're not going to play for the money, but let's just pull the pace down just a touch. It gets a little bit more intense right now. Let's all breathe it out. You're going to head back down there, listen to our soundproof booth. The music is in there. We're going to shoot for $10,000 next and fast money right here on Family Feud with some brand new champs.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back. It's fast money time here on The Feud. So let's see if the Burns family can win some cash on their first night, which would be epic. Now, if you and Louise get 200 points or more between you, you'll win that $10,000, OK? Louise is currently in our soundproof booth, courtesy of Best of Less, so she can't hear the answers that you're about to say. She's just enjoying the moment in there, having a little mo to herself. I'm going to ask you five questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. Now, if you pass, we'll come back at this time, and the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
OK.
OK, 20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck.
Thank you.
Name something a couple might do to prepare for the arrival of a baby.
Nursery.
Name something you replace even if the old one is still working.
Remote control.
Name something that makes you breathe quickly.
Panic.
Name something that's made to glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark stickers.
Name somewhere you'd hide in a game of hide and seek.
Behind a curtain.
Okay, good job.
Good job. It's intense, isn't it?
It is intense.
Let's go.
Name something a couple might do to prepare for the arrival of a baby. You said, take care of the nursery. The survey says... Good start. Great start. Name something you replace even if the old one is still working. You said, remote control.
Panicked on that one.
Survey says... Hard luck.
I like that noise.
Name something that makes you breathe quickly. You said... Panic does.
I was pretty much saying what I was thinking.
What you were doing at the time. Survey says.
Oh.
Just two. Name something that's made to glow in the dark. You said. Glow in the dark stickers. Survey says.
Oh.
Three. And name somewhere you'd hide in a game of hide and seek. You said. Behind the curtain. The survey says. Oh, man. Around. Great start, hard finish. No. Jen, head back to family though. Through the board. Cool. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed it back there. Collectively, you need 200 points to get $10,000. Unfortunately, you have to get 150 of those.
Okay.
to win the $10,000. Okay. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but you're the second player. It's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, okay? If you pass on a question, we'll come back if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Okay. Can we remind everybody of Jen's answers and 25 seconds on the clock too, please? Time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Louise.
Thank you.
Name something a couple might do to prepare for the arrival of a baby.
Nursery.
Try again.
A hospital visit.
Name something you replace even if the old one is still working.
TV.
Name something that makes you breathe quickly.
Excitement.
Name something that's made to glow in the dark.
Glow stick.
Name somewhere you'd hide in a game of hide and seek.
Under the bed.
Ooh. 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 That was pretty good.
That's one for me.
Let's go. You ready?
Yes, I am.
You're holding on to me like you're nervous.
I'm very nervous.
Name something a couple might do to prepare for the arrival of a baby. You said a hospital visit. The survey says... Oh. Nursery was the top answer. That was Jen's. So we still need 150 for $10,000. Name something you replace even if the old one is still working. You said TV set. Survey says... 20, that's better. This car.
Oh.
Name something that makes you breathe quickly. You said excitement does. The survey says running.
Oh, of course.
Had that, you would have had the top answer. I mean, 130 for $10,000. Name something that's made to glow in the dark. You said a glow stick. Yeah. What I like about that answer is it's the best answer. It's the top answer.
Oh, awesome.
There you are. That makes you feel a bit better, doesn't it? So we need 81 now for $10,000. Name somewhere you'd hide in a game of hide and seek. You said under the bed, 81 or more, you got $10,000. The survey says 2139. The top answer was covered. So another $10,000, but you do get
$10 for every five.
And join us again next time when we play Family Feud. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia.